Shmaitz is here Tuesday night. Gimel Adabeis. We're in Shmaitz Aleph Perek Dalad. The end of Perek Dalad, actually. The Shmaitz is in the middle of the Rashba in Chulin Shita, which is that seems to be that the Rashba sort of agrees that Abai and Rava are arguing about this fundamental question: if Safek Deraisa Lekula Lechumrim is Midiraisa Midrabbonon. But the Rashba puts a twist that it's that, and we pass on like Abaye, which would be like the Rambam sheet, so to speak, that Safek Deraisa Lekula on the Deraisa level. But the Rashba gives a twist that it's talking about a Safek B'mikra. Something happened, and that's how a suffix, if something happened or not. So we go Lekula. But if something's betolada, like suffix Chelev and suffix Shuman, then Avada you go Lechumra. That's how the Rashba differentiates. We're towards the end of the Perek, basically the end of the Perek. I have it as the last two paragraphs. Ela de'ikal amezak lefi zeh. According to this, I have the following question. B'divrei HaRashba, the Rashba in Torah Sabayis. Shekotov lo'chiach, he brings a raya to Safik Osir min HaTorah. He wants to bring his sheet to Safik Osir min HaTorah. So he wants to bring a raya to that. Mehod Omru b'perakam v'duchulin. Minalam dazlinan b'osaruba. More as a whole shakla to tell you, how do you know you follow Rov? What do you mean, Achir Rabim Lahatos? That's Ruba the Isa Kamon. The Gemara wants to know about Ruba the Lesser Kamon. Uboil a Mifshat mi Pesach Va'olo. The Gemara tries to bring a proof from the Pesach Va'olo, because if you didn't go Bosa Rov, right, how can you ever bring a Korban Ola? Maybe it's a Trefa. Maybe there's a certain treif in the Moach. And you can't check it afterwards, because the Pasuk says this, it prescribes a certain way you cut up an Ola. And one of them is not to be able to go into the head and see if Nikav Krum Shal Moach.
What?
Pesach?
Same
thing.
Yeah,
but
cut it up.
You know that you have to bring it as a korban, right? Muslim is talking about a chiyuv, like a sriya. Why Pesach and Ola? Because those you mechuyev to bring Muslim. V'nech Hashem and Nikav Krum Shel Moach. V'neim et Asavik Mutim and Atarif. As the more proof from that, the ego bosa rov. So the Rashba asks, the name of the Safik Mutum in HaTorah, if even a Safik is Mutum in HaTorah, so how can you bring a Raya to go Basarov? Maybe you don't go Basarov, but it's Mutum to bring it because Safik Deraisa Lekula on the Deraisa level. Ayin Shem B'chidush B'perek Asar Yuchsin. So the Chora, the Rashba is a Stira, because the Rashba holds it's Mutum in HaTorah for Safik HaBo B'mikra. Whether something happened is going to be Safik Osir. Now, Safik Trekvis of Nikav Krum Shel Moach is a Safik, not a Bobet Toloda. We're talking about something that happened. If it was born that way, then it wouldn't have lived. If it was born that way, it wouldn't have lived. It would be a Trekvis, it would have died. So it certainly wasn't born that way. So we're talking about there was a Mikra, maybe something happened to it after it was born. We named it Safik Mutum in HaTorah and a Muchach Dazlin and Bosaroba Bosaruba Ayin Shem B'chidush B'perek Asar Yuchsin. So first he suggests the Efshar the Hosam Komar. If Safik Mutum in HaTorah, you can't prove you go Bosarob. The Safik Mutum in HaTorah. We named it Safik Mutum in HaTorah and a Muchach Dazlin and Bosaruba.
We said it seems like the Rashba doesn't ask a
No. What's the kasha on the Rashba? We didn't get up to it yet. First we're saying over the Rashba. We're still working out the Rashba. The Rashba is asking a kasha on the Mandiyama Safi Geraisa Lekula. The Shemaitz is asking a kasha that the Efshet, right, the Shemaitz means to ask that if the Rashba is molded by a Tolada, that you say Safi Geraisa Lekula, Bemikra. They say Safi Geraisa Lekula, Bemikra. So here is Bemikra, the Paradis. Saying maybe something happened to it that made it into a trefa. Now, the Samaita suggests the aim after you might want to suggest the Hosum Kamar Benecha Shemanikev Krum Shomoach Betolado. Maybe he was born that way. So that's a Sufik Betolado, like Sufik Chelo, Sufik Shuman, not Bemikra. Ravlekamachatiko Sufik Chelo, Dosum in a Torah. The Das HaRashba. So it must be you go bus a rov. That's the Gemara. So you see, like, but Al Sofek it would be Mutter. Al Sofek it would be also the Rashba says. That's his proof. But if it's a Sofek B'mikra, so maybe it's B'tolada. Ach Koshe, that would be perhaps true, but it's not going to work out with Parah Aduma. Same thing, you shech the Parah Aduma, and you have to burn it when it's sholem. I guess the reason it asks from Ola and Pesach is because those you can't cut up to check. Everything else you can cut up to check. The Ola you can't cut up to check because there's a pasuk l'nusacheha, v'lo nusacheha l'nusachin. You can't cut it up more than the Torah prescribes. I didn't prescribe this case, and Pesach, and Pesach has to be what?
Not to be sure with Yetzim.
And Pesach is probably because you can't break a bone in the carbon Pesach, so probably it picks all on Pesach because you can't check
inside the
So you can't check. Ach kosh shabod demayzu shem bipara adum. The Gemara brings a right from Bor Aduma, the Ozel Basaruba. Right, the same kind of cheshbon. Maybe it's a treifa. Do you see? You go Basarov. A Pora Bashtayim. Pora is 2 years old. Pora has to be 2 years old to be called a Pora. For that, it's called an Egla. Egla is a young cow, or probably has a name in English too, a calf.
Calf.
Like the golden calf, a young cow. And so maybe it was born that way, but you can't, because here it's 3 years old already. Well, I know the trade will be bet then. But the Chayzer Shteishonim, it lived another 2 years. That's what we're talking about. Maybe it became a trade afterwards. So that's already a Sofik Bobov and Mikra. And the Zemutam and Atoira. According to the Rashba himself. So then why does the Gemara say what it says? The kasha that the Rashba asks on the Rambam, he'll hurry ask on himself.
It's still a kasha.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A pora, what's the ramification if someone can use it to become tar? Now that person has a cheskos tuma. Roy Lomar, hamei tomet al cheskoso. So that's why. Right. So it cancels each other out. Keep the parah, you have the cheskos tuma of the person. Right? You have the cheskos tuma of the person. What? What do you mean the cheskos parah? Well, we're going to learn in a second. That's the next line of the Shmaitzer. So first, again, the terrace of the Rash Bashita, but the parah aduma does the cheskos tuma. The person that wants to become tummy through the process. So the Gemara brings a right that you go bus a road, because if you wouldn't go bus a road, you can't use the ashes of the Parah Aduma.
Was the
if it's a treva, you can't use the yeshes.
Was the para adumah more prevalent? Obviously, it's a rare, if unknown, instance today. Was it fairly common there?
It wasn't fairly common. There's only 10 para adumahs in the whole history of the world.
Okay, so then how can you go bus or rove?
No, you're going bus what?
For a para adumah.
Because all animals are the same. Because we have no reason to say that the biology of the para adumah is different. We know it's a regular cow. It's just on the outside it's red.
So the Cheskes Tumah is on the person who wants to become Tor?
Yes, and so you want to use the para adumah for a person that wants to become Tor. So if you wouldn't go bus or rove, we couldn't be makel misafek. Because it's going against the chazaka of the cheskes of tumah
in the person.
So that's in the person. So that's why you need rov. That's what the shmita suggests.
What's the rov?
What the rov that rov animals are treifim, are kosher. That's the gemara's raya that you go both a rov because you can check the para adumah. The Rashba's kashim to himself would be, how does that prove you go both a rov? Maybe Sofik Darais a little cooler because we're dealing with a Sofik B'mikra. But that the Rashba would answer. Because you're not dealing with a Sofik Ashakul, you're going against a Cheskes Tumah. So you couldn't use this Parah Mi Sofik if you have a Cheskes Tumah. So it must be that you go bus a Rove. And the Rove tells you follow the Rove, and the Rove is stronger than the Chazakul. So he says, but the chayyid is a chazaka kineged that should cancel it out. The cheskes para shechayso shteishonim, the para is 2 years old, so she lasted 12 months, obviously without dying. So, Yeah, so that means when she was born, she was for sure kosher. Right? But if she would have been a treva, then she would have died already. So she has a cheskes kashrus that she's not a treifa against this cheskes tumah of the person, so the kazokas cancel out. Then you don't know why you go bus a rov anymore, maybe because it's having your eyes on the cooler. Because the kazokas cancel out. The imkain, you love the sin of bus a rov, but on the mechesh, if you do the sovik above machmos mikra, if you don't go bus a rov, so you'd be afraid of Sofik Abba Machmas. Ya Abba Mecha Bezerik Abba Machmas Mekra. Mishum Dike Cheskes Tumah.
We all say Cheskes Porosh.
What?
We all say Cheskes Porosh anymore. We don't say, we say that's not a Chazaka.
Lav Chazaka Yikuma Shkot of Toysus. Why not? Toysus says because you didn't know about the Chazaka at the time. Chazaka is like a legalism mistake. So if at the time you didn't know if there was a Chazaka yet. All along, before the 12 years are up. Right?
Yeah.
It's only at the end of the 12 years you see it's a kosher animal and as a chazok it's going to continue. Right? So that's what Taisa says in Yevamos. What's his exact lotion? That a kol chazok ad laidinam be bishaito ilav chazokahu. Oh, here it is. When it was relevant, you can't go retroactively and say it's hooks like Hadova that it was a certain way. In the nature of Chazaka, it has to be always assumed to be that way. You don't start assuming at a certain point in time. So that's why you can't go Basur the Chazaka of the Pora to say it's going to keep living. The Pora has no Chazaka, in effect, like it says in Edom. In neither. The Pora has no Chazaka. Chazaka is only relevanti when it's a Maisa, when there was a question, and you went with the status quo with Chazaka. But here, you're coming afterwards. You want to say, well, my Freya, that's a Cheskes Chaya. That's places in Yevamos and Nidus yourself. That Chol Chazaka Shloin is Barra B'Shaito, it is not clear that you have the establishment of a Matzav now.
We're saying that we knew it didn't have holes in the same when it was born.
What?
We're saying we knew it didn't have holes in the same when it was born because
it wouldn't be alive now.
But when it was born, we didn't know that. We only know that now.
Right. We only know now that it's going to live.
And we know now.
About the Cheskes Chai.
We know now is that it originally had a matzah not having holes in it. as we know now. Now it's
right, right. Now it's my friend, but B'shas Maisa, you didn't know.
So we can't use that
as a chazaka. Right.
We can't use that.
So that's how he answers the Rashba. Because the Rashba. That the Raya is what is from. So there's no more Kasha in the Raya. We're talking about the Cheskas Tumah. So if not for Sofek, if not for the robe, it's a little Cheskendik. If not for the robe, you can go Basel Chazaka. So you couldn't bring. So, not because of Sofek, you're right, so the Kula, but rather because you have the Cheskas Tumah. That's why you need a robe to combat that. No.
He's not answering the Kasha on the Rambam himself. No, but the Rashba brought this Gemara to prove something.
The right, so the Kula. Right, so, but it's only when it's B'mikra.
But I'm asking, the Rashba is bringing a Raya to something that's in the Torah.
So the fact that you need robe to combat it.
In the case of Sofik B'mikra.
That's the Kasha on the Rashba. The Sofik B'mikra. By saying, because there's an element called Cheskas Tumah of the person. There's an element of Cheskas Tumah. Hello?
Yes, that's a Kasha.
I'm going to sleep the whole way. All right. Well, okay. But I can't talk to her. I'm exhausted. Okay. Thank you. Because there's a Cheskas Tumah. So if not for the rove, again, you have all these elements. You have to juggle them. You have to be a good juggler.
What are we saying in the end? This is a Sofek Tolada or a Sofek B'mikra in this case?
By Pora, it's for sure a Sofek B'mikra. So that's why it's a problem on the Rashba.
So did we answer that problem?
We answered the problem by saying that the Rashba. Pora, you have a Cheskas Tumah of the person. Because by Pora, the other cases of Ola and Pesach, you could say it's talking about, it's a Sofek B'Tolada. We're not answering the Kasha of the Rashba on the Rambam. We're answering the Kasha on the Rashba himself. I Sofek B'Tolada, the Rashba. B'Mikra. I Sofek B'Mikra. Also, the Rashba holds his Lakula. So whatever brick rat he throws on the Rambam bounces back on him. So we say either it's talking about a Sofek B'Tolada, the animal was born that way. That's our only Sofek. We're dealing with that Sofek, or you can't say that by Parah. But by Parah, it's 2 years old. Oh, but by Parah, you're dealing with a Cheskas Tumah of the person.
But the Rashba didn't bring Parah.
The Gemara brings Parah.
Yeah, the Rashba's Kasha. But we understand how the Rashba's Kasha could be.
But it's fair on the Rambam.
But we can understand why the Rashba's Kasha could be a Kasha on the Rambam and not on the Rashba.
The Rashba himself.
The Rashba's case that he.
But the next line of the Gemara is fair on the Rashba.
You have to answer that for everybody.
Yeah.
But the Kasha that the Rashba brought.
It doesn't necessarily have to be fair on him himself, because he was. Right. Exactly.
So
this
is Kasha.
Okay. Okay, I have to stop here. I'm sorry. I can't. I can't go on. I'm too tired. I didn't rest. And.